Welcome to the Caring Advisor podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Elizabeth Brickman, the Caring Advisor. Would you like to experience financial happiness? As a former finance professional credentialed in biblical finance, I want to help you close the gaps, heal the hurts, and put God at the center of your finances. Do you find finances to be kind of boring? Well, today we're going to talk about a thrilling adventure you can have financially. When we think about having adventure or going on an adventure, well, there are many kinds of adventures. Some involve mountains or oceans or sky. Some are about height or speed. Some of them are quite costly or dangerous. Others require a very high fitness level or a specialized expertise in a kind of sport. But why do we humans try to do these adventures? There's a reason. It's because ultimately they strengthen us, they awaken us, they affirm us. So even if you're not the adventurous type, there is one type of adventure you do not want to miss. And here's the best part. You don't have to miss it. If you merely desire this unique adventure, you're automatically qualifying as being healthy enough, able enough, young enough, skilled enough, and wealthy enough to have this adventure and to do it really well. Are you ready? It's called giving. And yes, it truly qualifies as an adventure. There are three fascinating commonalities to all adventure, right? They all require you to take a risk, to reach deeply into yourself for strength and moral courage, and to boldly face an uncertain outcome. I remember the time I got on skis. We'll talk about that some other time. Giving is a mountaintop adventure. It's refreshing as an ocean experience. It's exhilarating as any height. And the very act of it is a thrilling departure from the humdrum. Giving is like making a dare to yourself, a tantalizing dare as you challenge yourself to rise above your tired old grooves of safe financial mediocrity. Giving stimulates new, powerful self-awareness. And by necessity, it stimulates God awareness. But there are secret thoughts that we all have, good-hearted Christians have, that keep us from giving. Here are three secret thoughts we tend to have. One, our money belongs to us. Two, there won't be enough. And three, giving is optional. Well, let's take a quick look behind these well-intended but defective misbeliefs that hold us back from God's blessing and bounty. So, misbelief number one, our money belongs to us. Actually, it doesn't. The earth is the Lord's and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it, says Psalm 24:1. So everything we proudly possess in reality belongs to God. We own nothing. Everything we have is really His, all of it, including our very lives, are on loan to us. Even our ability to earn a living comes from God. The Bible says it is He who gives us the ability to earn wealth. That's Deuteronomy 8:18. And why does He do this for us? To fulfill His covenant and to complete His purposes in our lives. So it's false to think our money belongs to us. What is true is that it all belongs to God. Well, there's a second misbelief that keeps us from giving. And this is a responsible, well-intended thought, but it's a misbelief. And that is, there won't be enough. Now, this sincere secret fear worriedly looks ahead to the state of the economy without also factoring in God's economy. God's intention is not to make us financially strapped, but rather to make us financially mature and wise, to be men and women trained and equipped to handle His wealth. Do you know that in the Bible, money is mentioned over 2,300 times? That's more mentions than heaven and hell combined. The Lord has overloaded Scripture with very detailed instruction on how to handle wealth, and He's kindly warned us about what specifically shuts down wealth. It turns out that it's more dangerous not to give than to give. For if we withhold what God did not intend to be our portion, there will never be enough. Scripture says, one gives freely yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give and only suffers want. That's Proverbs 11:24. So it's false to say there won't be enough. What's true is that if we obey God with giving, there will be enough. The third misbelief that good-hearted Christians sometimes feel that keeps them from giving is the misbelief that giving is optional. Ooh, this is a frighteningly defective thought that puts us at great financial risk. Giving is a requirement. It's a non-negotiable precondition for every one of us who receives God-owned money into our household. The moment we understand this hard reality, and it is hard that giving is not optional, but the moment we understand it, most of us change our giving habits immediately. I mean, who would want to risk keeping even a few pennies the Lord did not ordain to stay in our hands? Scripture says, whoever shuts their ears to the cry of the poor will also cry out and not be answered. That's Proverbs 21:13. So it's false to say giving is optional. What is true is that giving is explicitly required by God. I've worked hard to develop my giving muscles over the years, and I hope you're doing the same, and I want to help you get there. And although I still have a long way to go, as we all do, I want to share my 10 favorite things about giving. Here are the 10. Giving helps put money in its proper place, under God. Giving reprioritizes my materialistic mentality. Giving detaches me from my inappropriate possessiveness of money. Giving renews my intimate sense of closeness with the Father. Giving makes me feel like a worthy contributing member of the family of faith to whom I belong. Giving floods my mind with wisdom about what is truly important. Giving blesses me, the giver, more than the receiver. Giving is a test of my faith. Oh, how I love to pass that test. And lastly, giving is an expression of true wisdom. It assures me that I am on the right financial path. Do you want to add some excitement and adventure into your life, particularly your financial life? Giving, my friends, is the safest thrill you will ever experience. Think of it. You can't fall. You can't fail. You can't age out. The only thing in danger is the residue of selfishness that may have been hiding inside you. Giving doesn't stretch you, it expands you. Giving makes a small life feel bigger. It expands your opportunities, amplifies your influence, and opens access to new doors and new interests. The experience of giving a generous gift to God's kingdom feels like skydiving. Giving feels like a financial free fall into you don't know where. And then suddenly, a parachute opens. The one you didn't know you had, the one you didn't open. But God did. Why not start your giving adventure today? If you want to feel wealthier, sit down and write the biggest check you can to your church or a ministry of your choice. And you're going to know what it feels like to be financially powerful. The intimacy you will feel with the Lord to be used by Him to share His resources with another is a thrill unlike any financial thrill I have ever experienced. You are going to love how you feel and who you will be by being one of the Lord's giving representatives. I'm so happy for you at the adventure ahead of you. Bye for now. Let's continue our conversation. Subscribe and be notified when the next episode airs. And if this has helped you find financial happiness, please share it. Let's close the gaps, heal the hurts, and put God at the center of our finances. Come visit me at elizabethbrickman.com, where subscribers receive additional content. And thanks to my co-producer and audio engineer, Tyler Harrison.